Fridays, my favorite, because it means Doolin shows up. Steve Doolin, everybody. He's an attorney, a professor, a mentor to children everywhere, and an all-around good guy. Doolin, welcome back.
Well, thanks for the warm welcome, Gruber.
Well, there you go. All right, so I got a question for you.
Okay.
Are you aware of this Second Amendment Sanctuary County push on Facebook? More than 40,000 people joining this Facebook page in less than a week. For Michigan 2A sanctuary counties to defend the rights of gun owners. Pretty incredible, huh?
Yeah, it shows that there's a huge pent-up desire for freedom.
Yeah, and we want to protect ourselves against what's going on in places like Virginia, frankly, where there's a whole slate of anti-gun measures coming any day now. As soon as, I don't know what day the Democrats get sworn into office in Virginia, but it's coming, isn't it?
It is. Luckily, our situation is not as dire here in Michigan in terms of the legislature being solidly anti-gun like it is there.
Well, that is true. But, you know, I am impressed because this Facebook page, I shouldn't say website, this Facebook page, it's actually... It was at 44,000 and change this morning. Now it's at 46,197 members. It's Michigan for 2A Sanctuary Counties, if you want to find it on Facebook, and I encourage you to do so. And so I want to ask you a legal question, because I've asked this before, and I wanted you to weigh in on this. In years past, I've pointed to Article 1, Section 6 in the Michigan Constitution and said, hey, listen, here's how it reads. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. And I've often wondered if the Second Amendment was destroyed at the federal level by Democrats and liberals who hate the idea of gun rights, would the state of Michigan Constitution written in 1963, would that apply to me? Or would the federal banning of, say, assault rifles or whatever it might be, would that override the state constitution? What is your legal opinion?
Well, there's a difference. I mean, you know, there are some awful states that are barely American, like New Jersey, that also have strong what we call RKBA clauses, right to keep and bear arms clauses in their constitutions. The problem is, in terms of legal interpretation, that state constitutions, frankly, are not effective at protecting individual rights because each state has a police power. The federal government has no police power, which is the power to regulate for the health, safety, welfare, and morals of the state. The federal government has to look to the text of the Constitution to find any power. What happened back during World War II under the great socialist tyrant FDR is they decided that they were going to use the Commerce Clause in the Constitution as a quasi-police power, but they still have to at least pay lip service to the Constitution. The states don't have to. If the state legislature and executive agree to strip away your freedoms and the state Supreme Court doesn't step in, there's nothing that can be done.
Even if it's in the Constitution. I mean, how could that possibly be?
Well, the only bulwark is in Michigan electing justices to the Michigan Supreme Court who will follow the letter of the Constitution, or at least the spirit of the Constitution of the state. But, you know, nothing can be done if they don't. Because the police power means that the state, the individual state, has more power generally than the federal government does.
Say that again, just for clarity.
Sure. Because there's an inherent power in a state, which we call the police power, it doesn't have to do with cops on the roads. It has to do with the inherent power of the state to regulate. The state actually has more power within its borders than the federal government has in general.
Because the Commerce Clause, even within the borders of the state, the Commerce Clause would not apply, even though it was probably misapplied as it was. But that question is removed entirely if, for example, let's say Michigan or whatever state, let's pick Montana, a state that has more, you know, gun savvy, I suppose, and Montana says we will allow, you know, these guns within our borders, and if the federal government says those guns are illegal, who wins, the state or the federal government?
Well, that battle's been kind of slowly percolating now for years, and that's a 10th Amendment question, right? Because the 10th Amendment says that the powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states. And there have been some states who have taken that seriously, and they've enacted Firearms Freedom Acts. But what happens each time one of these Firearms Freedom Acts is enacted, and we don't have one in Michigan, but the feds immediately send letters to, for instance, all of the FFL-licensed gun dealers within those states saying, by the way, we don't accept this 10th Amendment argument at all. They're treating the 10th Amendment like it doesn't exist.
Right.
And so far, you know, there have been a couple of cases that are sort of percolating, but the fascinating part is ultimately you're going to end up in a federal court arguing that the federal government has no power.
Well, that'll be difficult, won't it? But the federal judges, if they read the Constitution, should accept the 10th and the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. I don't remember the last time we had an argument over the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution, but it will be fascinating. All right, Doolin, good education, good
Thanks.
Work there. I greatly appreciate it. That's why he's a licensed attorney. That's why he is the smartest guy on Fridays here on the program. Steve, I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
There you have it. All right. So speaking of the new year, coming up on January the 6th, I'm going to get back on the program. That's My Pure Health Solutions. You know, I lost a lot of weight with it, kept it off for years, and it started to creep up a little bit. And I knew I was going to get back on the program, so I might have let myself go for the last week and enjoyed myself quite considerably. But I'm getting on Monday, January 6th. That's Monday coming. If you want to join me during my time on the program, save $100. What are you waiting for? You want to lose weight? You want to feel great? You want to look good and feel good about yourself? Now is the time to do it. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Charity said she'll save you a $100 bill. A $100 bill if you join me in the effort. GruberHealth.com. What are you waiting for? You can ride shotgun with me on this deal. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.